back out at the 2025 Half Century of Progress here on the grounds in Rantoul. Chad Baker for the official voice of Half Century of Progress, WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And I found an old friend here that is getting ready for talk a little bit about legacy planning. And of course, his busy season never ends because he's always got something going on. It's Chad Hesterberg with our friends at Insurance Providers Group. Chad, how we doing?
Very good. Beautiful weather. Can't complain. This is great out here.
You know, I've heard that from everybody. The nice thing is it's been less complaining this year.
That's true. Yeah, you can't complain when it's, what, 82 degrees and a slight breeze.
And I think folks are enjoying it out there. You know, the traffic jams that I've seen, the folks, they don't complain whenever it's nice weather. They complain whenever it's hot and they want to try to get out of the sun. But today, they're almost kind of relishing in it.
Yeah, even inside this tent here, it's a nice breeze coming through. And, yeah, just a beautiful day.
So let's talk a little bit about the legacy planning side of what you guys are doing, because you were at Penfield, you're here this weekend. And those discussions can also happen to you off campus at one of these events for folks that want to either make an appointment to come see you up at your office in Paxton or even have you come out to the farm. It's so important to start having those conversations with the elder folks that are associated with your farms, because it gets messy whenever they're either not of sane mind or even worse after they have passed.
Yeah, and it's important to have that conversation, ongoing conversation. It's really about planning your legacy, what you want your family farm to be like, potentially even planning to retire. I know retiring from farming is not something a lot of people talk about because you farm until you pass away. But the idea that you can actually retire from it and help the next generation come on and continue the family farm is what we really talk a lot about, and how to do that. There's a strategy behind it that needs to be addressed, and we help you do that.
The legal side of it can get really messy, and that's a part of the reason why you guys come together with so many professionals in different avenues to really talk about what that looks like. So that way you don't have that situation either tearing apart friendships, tearing apart familial relationships. Those are things that can creep in here, and you guys really kind of lay it out in a way that you're going to answer some of those questions really for free before you have to go in and talk to a law professional or somebody that deals with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have four professionals here with you, an insurance agent, myself, you have a banker and a lawyer, and you also have an accountant. And so we're able to answer all these questions for you, play through some scenarios, sort of, and also in a way that doesn't get too personal, but gives you an idea of how to plan things. And I think that's what gets you thinking about it, too. One guy brings up a scenario, and how does that apply to my family? Or maybe it doesn't, but then just allows me to think about this, because this can be a complex situation that we help you navigate through.
Well, let's talk about this from a personal standpoint, because I'm sure you've seen scenarios like this play out. That tugs at your heart whenever somebody thinks that they have something coming their way and they find that they don't, and maybe they lose the farm. Maybe they lose a substantial amount of money or an inheritance that they thought that was going to be coming their direction here. And in a situation where maybe you were depending on that, it can be really detrimental.
Yeah, in a farming community, you all have heard over the years stories of somebody who inherits land and then has to sell off 80 acres or 40 acres to pay the estate taxes and pay the process and things. And we all have those stories. And what we're hoping to do is that we avoid those and that we keep everything together. Coming from a family farm myself and helping my family plan accordingly, and then also just the local families from not just the counties surrounding us, but even here at an event like this where you have multi-states, it all kind of applies to the farmers and ranchers from the Midwest. And so I think that's very key.
Now, of course, this ties in with what you do regularly with insurance. We've got crop insurance that's still a little far off, but it's never too late, too early to start thinking about maybe getting some better rates, maybe running some numbers, farm. You even get into some property, auto, life. And all those areas are so important nowadays, because the unthinkable happens. Something happens that sets your world and your family's world on end. It's good to be prepared.
Yeah, obviously, insurance is not something everybody loves and wakes up in the morning and can't wait to talk about, but it is something that is important. And insurance providers, we offer all lines. Obviously, I specialize in farm and property and casualty, along with crop and insuring the farm to make sure that when an accident happens or when a death happens, that you're able to continue farming and continue to get through that claim. But at IPG, we also offer the health insurance side of things too. So when you're looking at farmers who are self-insured and maybe don't have a wife or a spouse that works off the farm, well, they have to provide for that as as well. We offer all those lines. And if it's not with me, then, you know, we have some great agents in Danville, Mahomet, Rantoul, and Champaign that helps with that too.
Not only do you want to earn money, but you also don't want to lose it on the other side.
Yeah, a claim could really set you back, you know, whether it's a combine fire or whether it's a crop failure. And so you want to make sure you have all those things taken care of. And then at the same time, you have that liability. You know, you're driving around a $500,000 piece of equipment on these roads. And unfortunately, we're getting less and less people who come from farms that understand the safety of it all. And that could cause a liability claim. And so it's good to make sure that you have enough liability there as well to make sure that you are protecting it that way.
Now, you guys have these legacy panels here periodically. Do you have anything that's after this weekend here that's coming up, maybe for folks locally? If they can't make it out here this weekend, they can put on their calendar?
Nothing planned right now. We do a lot of these for groups, like the I&I show that we did earlier in the summer, a half century. We also have done them for co-ops. We'll do a panel discussion. I think the key is that we get the information out. But now what we're doing more of is meeting with families and walking them through the process. One of my carriers nationwide offers a free plan for farmers to go through. It allows them to have a plan and then work with your local. So if you have a local professional, like you already have a lawyer you're working with, or you already have an accountant you're working with, that's great. That's all part of your team. But then I'm able to come in and offer you a plan, a strategy to have that estate organized, and so that when something does happen or when a death does happen, the family knows that. So Nationwide offers that they can contact me with insurance providers, and we can arrange for a one-on-one with that.
Very good. For folks who want to start that discussion with you and maybe attack the insurance side of things first, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Best way really to reach out to me at 217-379-4210. Also, my direct line is 217-840-0574. And again, any questions, you don't have to be working with me right now. If you're just inquisitive about this and you want to know more, just please reach out again, 217-379-4210, or even any of our offices, and you just ask for Chad and they'll get a hold of me.
Well, Chad, hope you have some fun this weekend. Should be good weather, and all the best to you. And if we don't catch up with you before then, we'll see you out at Midwest Ag.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Chad.
That's Chad Hesterberg with Insurance Providers Group. We'll have more reports from the 2025 Half Century of Progress on the former Chanute Air Force Base here in Rantoul, Illinois, throughout the weekend here on the official home for Half Century of Progress, WITY. I'm Chad Baker.